This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Another section of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Some of you are already tuned in, checked in, trying to watch that poor excuse for debate. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you like a 2 minutes. I think I should be opening. Listen to them do their opening for a couple of minutes. No? Boring as heck? Yeah, I'm just, you know what? I think it's funny. Let's see.
She
see if I can get anything on here.
The test of a Clinton administration will not be the signing of a bill or the passage of a bill. It'll be whether we can make somebody's life better, whether we can make a classroom better learning environment for school kids or teachers, whether we can make a safer. It's going to be about results. And she said to me, you've been a missionary and a civil rights lawyer. You've been a city councilman and mayor. You've been a lieutenant governor and governor and now a U.S. senator. I think you will help me figure out how to govern this nation so that we always keep in mind that this.
A ship rat could help her figure out how to run this nation. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
To the ticket. That experience, having served at all levels of government. But my primary role is to be Hillary Clinton's right-hand person and strong supporter as she puts together.
Oh, right-hand person. What's wrong? You can't say right-hand man anymore? Is that right?
I'm so proud of her. I'll just say this. We trust Hillary Clinton, my wife and I, and we trust her with the most important thing in our life. We have a son deployed overseas in the Marine Corps right now. We trust Hillary.
Okay, had enough. I can't do this anymore. We trust her. You know, Ambassador Stevens' parents trust her, too. The four men that were killed in Benghazi, their parents trusted them, too. Trusted her, too. She's not... Okay, all right.
By my wonderful family, and Senator Kaine, it's an honor to be here with you as well. And I also want to say thanks to everyone that's looking in tonight, who understands what an enormously important time this is in the life of our nation. For the last 7.5 years, we've seen America's place in the world weakened. We've seen an economy stifled by more taxes, more regulation, a war on coal, and a failing health care reform come to be known as Obamacare. And the American people know that we need to make a change. And so I want to thank all of you for being with us tonight. I also want to thank Donald Trump for making that call and inviting us to be a part of this ticket. I have to tell you, I'm a small town boy from a place not too different from Farmville. I grew up with a cornfield in my backyard. My grandfather had immigrated to this country when he was about my son's age. My mom and dad built everything that matters in a small town in southern Indiana. They built a family and a good name and a business, and they raised a family. And I dreamed someday of representing my hometown in Washington, D.C., but honestly, Elaine, I never imagined I'd have the opportunity to be governor of the state that I love, let alone be sitting at a table like this, in this kind of a position. So to answer your question, I would hope that if the responsibility ever fell to me in this role, that I would meet it with the way that I'm going to meet the responsibility should I be elected vice president of the United States. And that's to bring a lifetime of experience. a lifetime growing up in a small town, a lifetime where I've served in the Congress of the United States, where I've led a state that works in the great state of Indiana. And whatever other responsibilities might follow from this, I would hope and frankly I would pray to be able to meet that moment with that lifetime.
Can he say pray?
Senator Kaine, on the campaign.
All right. You know what? You guys, I can watch this later. You guys can watch this later. You didn't tune in to listen to the debate on this show. Anyway, I'm Joe Bucini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL. For those of you who already know how this is going to turn out, right? I mean, come on. The thing that bothers me about the debates the most is if you're hardcore for Trump, nothing's going to change your mind. If you're hardcore for Hillary, nothing's going to change your mind. Can we just be honest about it? But if you're looking to see something different, if you're looking to find out truly what somebody believes about something, then I don't know, maybe it could change your mind. Maybe it could give you something up. But there's so much stuff up there on the websites. There's so much stuff out there on each of these candidates. If you can't make up your mind on your own by now, please don't vote. I mean, seriously. Years ago, I used to say, everybody should have a voter card, and I should be the guy that has the right to take it away from you. You know what I'm saying? Because these people who vote, I have, some of you know I'm on a school board in California. And I actually had somebody say to me once, I voted for you. You ready for this one? If you're driving, be careful. I voted for you because I like your name. Right? And I'm going, somebody should take your voter card and rip it up and throw it away. Don't vote for me because you like my name. That's ridiculous. Don't vote for anybody because you like their name, you like how they look, you like how they carry themselves. You like the fact that they're the first woman that might become president. Those are not reasons to vote for somebody. You already know this. I don't even have to tell you this. All right, so I got a round, what do you want to call that, an argument? No, it wasn't an argument. You actually had to have points to argue. But I got into a back and forth with somebody on Twitter today. I know. I always say I'm not going to do stuff like that, but then when you really see dumb people, and I can't help but have fun with them. So we had put up a piece last night, or I put up a post last night about how Democrats had control. If you missed that segment, you can go back and get it later. But Democrats had control of the House, right, all three branches of government, and they could have fixed those loopholes they're complaining about, and they didn't. I made that comment, and an Obama voter said that this was all a line of bunk. I'm not going to finish this. I'll finish up the other side with Corey Duncan. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, will join us after the break. We'll be right back. Listen to the real side.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I bring our next guest on, well, guest to me, almost owns the place on Tuesday night, but before I bring Corey Duncan actually on with me, I have two quick things I want to hit on. First, you know, we watched the debate for just a couple of seconds while we went to break, and I looked at Tammy and I said, I can't believe this. Kane is talking all over Pence. And he's interrupting him, and he's doing all the things that they gave Trump a hard time for doing the other night. Let's see if they do the same thing here. Let's see if they call him out for doing the same thing. But I don't believe that they will. Number two is I want to quickly finish what I was talking about with the Twitter thing that I went back and forth. So there was this young lady That you know, we talked about the Democrats having control of all three branches of government. So if they wanted to fix these so-called tax loopholes, if they wanted the rich to stop becoming richer, they had an opportunity then to fix that. They did absolutely nothing. They didn't put one stinking bill out there that would have closed any one of these loopholes. So when I went out on Twitter, this young lady decided to tweet back at me and, you know, and just say, this was like a bunch of lies. Like, you shouldn't, you know, this was just a bunch of garbage being spewed by Republicans again. My simple response to her was, exactly what was a lie about that? And a hardcore left-wing Obama and Hillary supporter responds back to me, I only have so many moments per lifetime. I'm not squandering even a microsecond on you and your ilk. And I went to respond to her, and I've been blocked. So here's how it works. You ask the left a simple question, and all they do, that's how they fight. They just back away. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina at your house. That's why I say don't worry about it. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black man from Baltimore, as he does every week, and we're getting his perspective of what's going on in the community. Corey, thanks for joining me again.
Always a pleasure to hear.
So, hey, listen, I hear that Mosby, who's the other lady there, they're having a bit of a cat fight over there, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, that's called black unity. That's called black unity. You know, my perspective on it is that, okay, you know where this is happening, because liberals are like this. If they're playing a game and they start to lose, they take their ball and they run and I'm not going to play anymore because you're winning and I'm losing. Well, see, that's what the problem is. But see, in this case, they both are losers. So they both are, you know, like, you know, I hate to say this or to the black liberals and the black folks, but it's just like my mother always say, it's just like crabs. When one crab try to climb out the pot, the other crab drags the other, takes and drags the other crabs back down in the pot. So there you have it. That's, you know, I mean, as usual, I'm keeping it real, and I know my general fans, my fans are going to email me, you're a sellout. Well, guess what? No, I'm not a sellout. I'm telling the truth, man. You know in your heart that I'm telling the truth.
Well, tell me, you know, what's going on there in Baltimore as far as the black community looking at these two. Now, they're on two different sides of this issue, or they're trying to blame each other. Is there any kind of outcry by the black community saying, hey, look, you know, we can't have this, or you know, this one here is turned against us? I mean, I don't even understand how they get away with this without somebody coming out after them.
Well, first of all, I mean, you have to look at it from this side of the track. They're not going to, I mean, if you know anything that's going on in the black community, you know that they're not going to say anything about it. They turn a blind eye to it. And, you know, I posted it on my Facebook page, Corey Charismatic Duncan. Please come there, because I post all of this. And what did I say in response? I said, this is what you see when you allow liberals to be in power and they can't get their way. They start to turn on each other, especially if, you know, she said Stephanie Rawlings fake. Comes out and tells says that Mosby folded because of political pressure. And I'm like, well, you're probably saying that probably because you and already ran Baltimore down into the ground anyway, and you're on your way out. So, you know, she's just like a predecessor. Well, you know, just like Barack. You know, I'm on my way out, so I'm going to mess everything up or whatever like that. So, you know, when it's ridiculous, but, what I posted on my page is so true. You know, you put these kind of people, they have no class, and the black community is not going to say anything about it. A lot of people that I asked the same thing to, they had nothing to say about it. But when they shake their heads, just, you know, SMH shaking their head. And, you know, like, you know, well, why aren't you, if this was, this is not, you know, just like posted on my page, it's not Whitey's fault. This is not Whitey's fault. So, you know, you can't blame him for this one. And then all of a sudden, like what you just went through, the liberals don't have nothing to say about this. Why don't you have anything to say about it? I mean, you have, you know, if this was two Republicans, you would have plenty to say about it. So, you know, it's funny how it's a double standard. And, you know, then they talk out both corners of their mouth.
You know, it's funny because during the week, or at the end of last week, I was doing a whole bunch of pieces on, I got tired of hearing the commentators say that the black community didn't support Trump. And that's all I kept hearing. You know, there aren't any black groups that support Trump. There's no black community. There's a few strays. There's a few wacko black community, you know, people in the black community that are doing it. But for the most part, they don't support Trump. So I started going out there looking. I'm looking at speeches. I'm looking at what's being said. And one woman in particular who actually works for him, she went through some drug issues. She went through some family issues. She's been in this company for a long time. She talked about all the wonderful things that the Trump family did to help her out of her mess. And she is one of the most successful, if you would, African-American architects or project managers in New York City. And they're still poo-pooing her. They're still now instead of beating on him, they've turned on her. I'm thinking, there's nothing that anybody's going to say to turn this around to fix it or get them to accept that he possibly could be, man, he might be a good guy, huh?
Well, see, the thing of it is anything that he does, I mean, he can do no good. So, I mean, even if he went and hired 7,000 black people from low income neighborhoods or whatever, he would still be called a racist. So, I mean, you know, at a minute, it's like you can't keep, you know, fanning that flame because it's nothing. I mean, you need something to fuel it, and you don't have anything to fuel it. It's just malarkey and it's, you know, BS. So, if you're at some sort of IQ or education, you understand what's going on. And it, you know, you can't just keep beating us about him being a racist because that's no good. The speed of her being not adequate as far as physically or mentally, especially the physical part, is really taking off because a lot of people see it now. You know, she was bigger a couple of weeks ago, now she's smaller. And it's like, okay, so, you know, and then a lot of people are talking about, you know, a lot of people in the background are talking about how, you know, she's in the middle of a conversation and then she just stops and looks off. You know, it's something more going on with her mentally. And if the media knows this and they're allowed to just keep pressing the issue because of the liberal ticket, you know, that's crazy.
We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, just on the real side. A mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us as he does every week. Great guy. Got to hear more what he has to say after the break. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't even know why I have him on the show, because he doesn't ever have much to say about issues. I got to kind of pull him along and force him to speak up. Corey Duncan joins us, from Baltimore tonight. He's our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got a pulse on what's going on in the street. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Thank you for having me on the show. You had to. I know that was true.
Oh, I'm going to poke you. I'm going to poke you in a minute. I'm going to make you nuts in just a couple of minutes. I need time to go make a sandwich, and I know if I just poke you on a couple of these things, and I go make my sandwich and come back, and you'll be just fine. All right, so, you know, because the other night, I don't know if you heard this, but President Obama is talking about an actual adding another race to the mix, right? You know, it's going to be Middle Eastern and Northern African. And so, you know, because we're not divided enough, now we have to divide by a whole new group. So in the spirit of pulling us all together, now Columbia University has decided to host a No Whites Allowed student leadership retreat. So it's slated for the weekend of November 12th at the Greenkill Retreat Center in New York, and the event is billed as an intensive weekend of personal development and empowerment. They also want to teach you community building for student leaders at Barnard and Columbia University, who identify as African-American, American, Black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Asian-American, Pacific Islander, Arab, and Middle Eastern, no whites allowed. Now, is it not discriminatory in and of itself? How does that pull us together? All right, wake up. I mean, get up off the floor, get some oxygen. And explain this to me.
I'm getting my thoughts together because, once again, we have the double standard, the Obama double standard. Now, if black people did this, there would be nothing said about it. But if white people do it, there's something wrong about it. See, you know, what you need to do, Joe, as whitey, is to come out and do the same exact things that they do and see what kind of response you get. You know, this man always talking about, you ever heard him say in his first, when he was running in the first term, that if you listen to him, he's not the president of the United States. He wants to be the president of the world. And if you want to be president of the world, then you take you and your cronies with you, and you go be president of the world somewhere else. But getting back to what you were speaking of, that's racism. How is that bringing people together and combining races to get along with each other? I mean, that sounds like that's discriminatory.
Well, but think about it now. They're bringing together African Americans, Latinos, Asians, Pacific Islanders, Arabs, now these are their words, not mine, Middle Eastern, Native and Indigenous peoples, and multi-ethnic, multiracial. Now, and me being part Sicilian, part Italian, I guess I wouldn't be allowed in.
Well, first of all, I didn't hear anything about Jews or Christians. So I guess they absolutely, you can't count down.
So, hey, wait a minute, though. I got to tell you, when the question was asked what actually multicultural meant, mm-hmm. right, what they said was one of the things they included, I don't even know what this is. Maybe you know what this is. A Latinx family tree, L-A-T-I-N-X family tree, an LGBTQ family tree, or a mosaic family tree. So really, they have truly included anybody but white Anglo-Saxon.
Okay. Anyway, how is your family doing these days? I refuse to even answer something that crazy. That man is so anti-Semitic or whatever. It's just crazy. How do you sit up as a white person? How do you sit up and condone anything that this man is saying? I mean, you voted for him, but this man is basically—he's robbing it. And it's not just him; it's all of the black race is trying to make whiteys feel like that you shouldn't be proud of who you are, or it was your fault because I'm sick and tired of this.
You have black friends, though, that agree with you, right? I mean, I don't believe you only have one or two, but you've got some black friends who agree with you that this is not helping us.
Oh, no, I have plenty. It's just that they speak out of certain things, and then they don't speak out because they know I'm a loud mouth, and I'm going to say it out loud, and I'm just not going to hold back. I'm just going to say it, tell it how it is, and if you want to. You want to be mad at me, then so be it. But it is what it is, or whatever. I don't have time to sit up and pamper no one when I know the truth, and I'm gonna tell you the truth. If you know the truth, then you come out with it. But Barack Obama is, like I told you before, he's a master race baiter. He starts a fire and then he runs and hides. And he's the kind of person starts fires and then he runs and hides and he waits for the fire truck to come and then he stands there. And he gets off on it. I mean, it's obvious. It's obvious because either that or he's mentally ill.
Now you've been black a lot longer than the 8 years he's been in office, right? I would imagine.
No, actually, this is all paint.
Oh, right. And I've heard people say, and one of the reasons I've been hesitant to beat it up online, on air, because, I haven't got enough people in the room to work this out. And I've seen more and more short interviews where more black people are saying, look, I haven't seen such racial tension, such racial hatred in years. And it's gotten worse under a black president. Now, some people attribute that to the fact that, as you put it, your wonderful words, Whitey is mad that we have a black president. That's why racial tensions are up. I don't buy that. I don't believe that for a second. I think racial tensions are up because racial tension is being pushed from the White House. Am I wrong?
Correct. And it's being pushed, because he has an agenda. And his agenda is this socialist agenda that he's had since he came into office. And a lot of people, like I told you before, if you question, do this week. Anyone that's listening on your show this week, even yourself, go up to certain ethnic people. Go up to most black liberals and ask them, do they know what the difference is between a conservative or a Republican or a socialist or capitalism? And you'll get your answer of why a lot of the things that are happening are happening. I guarantee you, because I do the same thing, and it's a sociological experiment. All you have to do is go up to them and ask them, and then you realize, well, why am I wasting wasting time standing here arguing with somebody this ignorant about things. But you can be Ray Charles and sit back and see this. This has been going on for so long, and he's been running the race call. I mean, the first time he gave us a wreck, that wreck called Obamacare. Then in the second one, you know, he went after the Constitution and the Trayvon Martin. But this man swears out that he's. That's why you know it's an inside job, because for a man to sit up and say that he's trying to bring people together, he did more dividing. You know, you talk about Bush didn't do this much dividing. Look what, you know, talk about him. I talk about him a lot, about the Bush family and what they've done, in the past or whatever. But what he's done in Africa, I have to tip my hat to. I have to tip my hat to him because, he's done it and didn't nobody ask him to do it. He did it on his own. He's gone there and he's helped out Africa a lot. A lot of things I've read up on and a lot that's not reported besides him just being a Republican and being a Bush. You know, for all the Bushes that they claim is bad, it's a lot of good that the son Bush has done, the father of King.
Corey, you've got some young kids, actually some going into college now, in high school, mm-hmm. going into college. Have you talked to them about these kind of things? What's their take on what's going on with race at the high school and even, junior college level?
Well, all three of my children go, 14, 115, all of them go to Catholic and Christian schools. So they're integrated and they don't really have a problem with any race or whatever like that, but they do understand, I don't try to sway them to do anything. They have to make up their own mind. I mean, I teach a conservative. They know where I run a conservative home, and they already know that certain things are allowed, certain things, and we honor the flag or whatever like that. But this stuff of running off and run off into the dark, following people. No, they're not going to do that. But I talked to them on several occasions about this, and it's like to a fact they really don't care about it because they haven't gotten to an age. I mean, they're going to be going to college in a couple of years, and a lot of these colleges are run by liberals. But, they're going to be one, especially my daughter. She already speaks out about a lot of things.
We got to go for a quick break. Hey, I'm going to have you take a white privilege survey when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. Don't go far.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
I don't know.
No comment.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins us. We lovingly refer to him as our Mad Black Man from Baltimore. He joins us every week to discuss some of the things happening out there in the Baltimore area, in the street, in his neighborhood, in his world. Because I'm over here in the cave in California, so I don't know what's going on in the real world, but Corey does. Corey, thanks for joining me today.
Appreciate it. Us white folks enjoy you black folks coming on, letting us come on your show.
You know, you remember that piece it was a month ago or so, and I was repeating what you were saying, and they were ripping me up, and I'm going, wait a minute, here's his email address, call him. This is a black guy saying this, and you're on my case? You know, what do you want me to do, go beat him up for saying things about black people? Yes, you shouldn't do that, Corey, you know. You don't want to hurt the black people's feelings, you know. Anyway,
I don't need to hurt your feelings. I'll hurt them for you. So, I mean, I could care less because I'm speaking the truth and they don't want to hear it. And I hear it all the time. You know, if you got something, like, you know, I've always, growing up, always have been a person, you know, use an old slang from down south. If you got something stuck, you know, because I'm a New Yorker, but I, you know, Maryland, but my home is Texas. But my thing of it is, if we have a saying down there, if you have something stuck in your craw, you ought to have the guts enough to say something about it. But, you know.
I never knew what a craw was until my wife told me, who is from the South, what it is. Anyhow. In the Yankees, they use real terms and real words and stuff like that. We don't make stuff up as we go. You know what I'm saying? Hey.
That's right. Especially up there at the Boston Chowder.
Oh, there you go. No, it's Chowder. So at Oregon's Aloha High School, it seems that they've recently, I don't know what this has to do with education, but they recently put out a white privilege survey, okay? And it was assigned to students as homework, and some of the parents got really mad. And they were asking questions like that. They said the statements are prefaced with, because of my race or color, and here's some of the questions. Let's see how you would answer them. I can be in the company of people of my race most of the time. Question number two is, if I should need to move, I could be pretty sure of a hassle-free renting or purchasing in an area in which I would want to live. Now, you know what they're trying to flush out there, right? I could be pretty sure that my neighbors in such a location will be neutral or pleasant to me. I can go, listen to the sound of these questions. I can go shopping alone most of the time, pretty well assured that I will not be followed or harassed. I can turn on television or open the front page of a newspaper and see people of my race widely and positively represented. When I'm told about our national heritage or about civilization, I'm shown that people of my race made it what it is. I can be sure that my children or children from my family will be given a curriculum and materials that testify to the contribution of their race. I mean, do you see where each one of those questions, so right away, every one of those questions has a smell to it that being white is bad and that you're already hating on the black community. This is being taught in the school. What would you do if your son, you as a black man, what would you do if your son came home with this as a test or as something that was being passed around the classroom?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't get on my son or my daughter about anything, any one of my sons or whatever, that, because I understand what they're being taught.
Sure.
What I'll say is this. Is that the Christian schools that they go to? They don't teach liberalism. They teach conservatism, and they teach patriotism, and they teach the love the Almighty God or whatever like that. So for him to come home, but I understand what you're saying. I wouldn't put it on the child.
No,
I would have to sit down and talk to the child exactly about what's going on, and then come and sit in the classroom and see what's being taught.
You sound like me. It's exactly. Well,
because I do that now. I go and I sit through. I mean, you know, I fly back to Texas and you know, to see my son play football and my daughter play basketball. But I sit and I still will listen to, even though they're in a Christian setting or whatever. I still want to hear what's being taught, because I know that's what's wrong with this country now. You know, the liberals are taking over the colleges, the elementary schools, the middle schools, and this is the garbage that they're teaching. But, I always told all of their mothers that if they ever came push the shove, that it would start getting too bad homeschool. You know, I'm educated myself, and I can teach homeschool, really. I mean, for what they're being taught by a liberal fool and in that setting. And that's what they do. They teach them at a young age and then try to mold them into being the fools that you see now that's out here.
Well, what's funny is most people don't even look at their children's homework. Most people don't ask their kids what's going on at school. So I got to give this parent a lot of credit for taking the time to go look at what was coming home, look at the paperwork, you know, and ask yourself, you know, what the heck are you being taught? What are you doing? What are you dealing with? But don't you resent or don't you feel that this test in and of itself is creating a racist environment? This test in and of itself is reassuring the white guy that you're bad, you're terrible, and the fact that you're comfortable with all this stuff shows you how much white privilege you have. Doesn't that create a natural negative barrier between you and other people?
Well, anybody with an IQ can understand this, what's going on. You can listen to the level of the questions and what's being asked and the tone that is being asked in. You know, all you have to do sometimes is just sit and read and read through things, and you can understand what's being taught and why it's being put out there. And it's being put out there because that's that race propaganda or whatever like this to try to make, you know, especially in the teaching in white, you know, predominantly white schools now, that you know, being white is, you know, you should be ashamed of it and this and that, and that you should give everything that you made or persuade your family to give the black people because of what happened in slavery. And I'm like, okay, once again, let's teach slave. That's if you're going to learn, teach history about everything about that it was black slaves. That's why I refuse to go and take my kids to the new museum, the new part of the Smithsonian. I'm not going to take my children because all it does is what's in there. Some of it is educational, but a lot of it is to turn white people and make them feel ashamed of themselves. And black people know exactly what they're doing. If you go to that museum, you know, there's a lot of white people standing in line. And you know, it's almost like they need to stand there and give a black person an apology. Are you serious? Black people take and shame themselves or whatever. A lot of the things that they do, they're more, you know, I'm going to use street terminology. It's more haters than ever. And we all know as black people and the black folks that's listening, if a black person got $1 more than you, you know that they either hating on them or they trying to discredit them or whatever like that. So we already know what's going on.
You're right, but about that part of the museum, we did the piece the other night about Clarence Thomas is in there, and there's barely a mention about him, but there's a whole bunch about Anita Hill, you know, the person he supposedly sexually assaulted. So here's a second African-American black Supreme Court justice, and the only thing, because he's a conservative, the only thing they're going to talk about is the alleged sexual, you know, assault that he committed against a woman that was proved later on to be not true. So you're right. You can't win.
Well, that's like I had to school somebody, and they was like, man, you do your research. And I said, I said most of these black colleges, Morgan, Coppin State, Morehouse, and places like that, guess who started them? And they were like, who? I said, a white person. And I said, did you know that? I said, it wasn't a black person that started the university. It was a white person. So when you sit back and talk about whitey this and whitey that, so why would they do that if they was racist? And it's a predominantly black college, but it was started by a white person. Do your research. I always tell people, do their research. I'm not just sitting on here talking trash. Do your research, and you'll figure out exactly what's going on. And you'll never hear Barack Obama talk about this. You'll never hear Marilyn Movie. You'll never hear Al Sharpton talk about nothing like that.
No, but they're spewing party lines. They're spewing what they hear from the party, what they hear from the pulpit, what they see on their smartphone going by. And it needs to be. And I'm glad you're saying that to them. Do some of your own research. Heck, before you go to the track, you do research, right? Before you bet in a football game, you do research. How about a little research on what they're actually teaching you, talking to you about? And again, I don't care whether it's the pulpit or in class or your political party, you need to make sure that what they're telling you is true and real, right?
Well, you have to be a parent. First of all, you have to be a parent that I'm not going to say you have to be educated, but you have to have some kind of logic about what's being taught. And that's the first thing that you have to do. The second thing you have to understand is not to jump to the gun. A lot of things that I've learned from my children that's going on, I sit and listen to them talk to each other, and I sit and listen to them, you know, I do more listening than I do talking. I let them talk, and then once I figure out what's going on or once they come out about it, then I talk to them about it. I don't scold them. I teach them what's the truth and not just trendy, because that's what's being taught now. Whatever's trendy, that's what we're gonna go with. And you already know we got more moms and dads out here that want to be their friend instead of their parent, and that's what the problem. There's another problem.
Yep. Hey, time's up. Tell people where they can find you.
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook. On Twitter, Corey Duncan.
There you go.
Look me up.
That's the one. You got to find you. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, we're gonna do a lot of social justice in the next hour. Why white students have to undergo weekly deconstructing at Northwestern University. We'll be right back.